Psalm 92. We're told in verse 1 that this is a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. And yet he goes on to say, verse 2, it's a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh, to sing praises to your name. Verse 2, to proclaim your grace in the morning and your faithfulness every night. So he's saying that, yes, this psalm is to be used on the Sabbath, but the essence of this is to be repeated and experienced every morning and every night. Well, that's easily translatable into our terms, that true Christianity is not a case of only going to church once a week, be it on Saturday or Sunday. The spirit of those weekly regular meetings should be seen in our own private devotions morning and evening. They were supposed to offer sacrifices every morning and every evening, and I think that was to show them that there should be a rhythm of spiritual life. And so it is with us. There must be this daily devotion in the morning and in the evening. This is absolutely critical to build into your daily routine, your daily path in life, that you start with quiet time in the morning, preferably with your family, and you end likewise. This is the time for Bible reading, for prayer, for meditation, every morning and every evening. These are the sacrifices with which God is well pleased. There is this huge power to daily devotion, and if you just go through a concordance and look at the number of times that morning and evening are mentioned by David in the Psalms, it's quite clear that regular morning and evening devotion was definitely part of his life. We are to proclaim his grace and his faithfulness. Same words, mercy and truth, every morning and every night. Now, mercy and truth is a term often used about the promises to Abraham, the basis of the covenant that we too are under, because the new covenant is essentially the promises to Abraham. We are to continually reflect that I am in covenant relationship with him, that what God has promised to Abraham and all his seed, of which through baptism and faith I am one, what God has promised to us, he will fulfill. Definitely, I am one of those who shall be a blessing forever. I shall eternally inherit this earth, although I shall die. I shall rise again with Abraham and receive that blessed hope, that hope of Israel. And as I say, this is not to be just on Sundays or whenever. Although this was a song for the Sabbath day, he says, proclaim what you proclaim on the Sabbath, morning and every night. He says, verse 4, for you, Yahweh, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Now, the idea of the Sabbath was to rest from human works in order to accept the power of God's work. And again, he's saying, that's how I should be every day, trusting not in my works, but in his. So the spirit of the Sabbath, even in the Old Testament, was understood by David to be required every day. Verse 5, how great are your works? I think the emphasis is upon your works, because on the Sabbath they were to cease from their works and think about God's works. But, as I keep saying, this is to be done, verse 2, every morning and every night. And this is the way to fruitfulness. See verse 14, they will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green. So in secular life, once you have passed your prime, all you have got left is to basically dry up and fizzle out. And you end your days, if you're lucky enough to live a long lifespan, you end your days basically as a burden to other people. And you become dry, your body becomes dry and fruitless. But this is totally different for those who are in Christ. They still bring forth fruit in old age and will be full of sap and green. The idea of being dried up, of being brittle and frail, is not so in spiritual terms. This is the most wonderful message for older folks. And all of us are very soon getting there. You're past your prime already, you know, once you're over your early 20s. It's all a downhill path. And I think, again, God has structured human beings in that very way, so that we will become aware of that. And yet, this is the wonderful, wonderful, priceless message that in spiritual life, you still bring forth fruit in old age. In fact, you could argue that you only die, whenever you die, when you've got to a point that God wants you to get to. Just as on a global sort of scale, as we read in Revelation, when the harvest is ripe, then it is reaped. And so it becomes even more critically important as you come closer to the day of your death that you are bringing forth that fruit. And because God wants that fruit, he will actively, dynamically work in your life. It's not that he works more in your life when you're younger than when you're older. He continues doing so, and perhaps because we're all deficient in our fruit bearing, perhaps that process gets even more intense as you come towards your death.